A lawsuit filed in federal court on behalf of two Connecticut workers could be a test of a landmark Supreme Court ruling on unions from 2018. In that year, the court ruled in a case known as Janus that public employees can get benefits negotiated by unions without having to pay for union membership. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the Connecticut workers say they still had to pay union dues even after they left.
Fung Kim Nguyen and Van Nguyen are fiscal administrative officers for the state of Connecticut who opted out of their local union following the Supreme Court's Janus decision. But they were told by the union that despite opting out, they would still have to pay dues until their cards expired in January of 2019. Now they're suing the Rocky Hill-based chapter of the Administrative and Residual Employees Union in federal court. Nathan McGrath is representing the plaintiffs. The attorney says that his client's First Amendment rights were violated and that the union's continued collection of dues after they chose to leave goes against the Supreme Court's Janus ruling.
In this situation, our clients have not made that affirmative decision to pay. So when they became non-members, at that point, the union should have stopped deducting dues from their wages. If they wanted to continue to deduct, they would have had to go and to get this type of consent that the Supreme Court was talking about.
The president of the local 4200 chapter of the Administrative and Residual Employees Union declined to comment on the lawsuit. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.